Gwendolyn Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, sir. Help me. I'll move you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Smeard, and Wayne Oval and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products, for softer, more youthful-looking skin, and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Nelson Eddy. There's a bright new promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you radiant, younger-looking skin and softer, shining hair. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Holy smoke, it's Nelson Eddy. Nelson, what are you doing here?
Well, Charlie, I wanted to see you.
Really?
Yep, summer's coming on, and I could use a surfboard. Who says I don't have a sense of humor?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but whoever he is, he's right.
All right. Actually, Charlie, Nelson came out just for old time's sake. This is our last show of the season, and if you remember, Nelson started with us. That was way back in 1938.
Yes, that's right. But we've added a wrinkle or two since then.
Not on this show. We smooth them right out with Lanolin Plus.
Yeah. But, Nelson, your visit certainly brings back memories.
Well, speaking of memories, that guy brought some to the studio with me.
Oh?
They are recordings of some of the highlights of your past shows. Oh. I'm sure your audience would like to reminisce over those past 16 years with us. Yeah. Let's see, Charlie, you remember how it all started?
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, there was Rudy Valley.
I'll never forget when you went to him for the job. Listen.
Mr. Valley, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes, awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much...
Just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Oh, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
No, drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
I'll stop licking his hand off.
There have been some famous feuds in history. The Montagues and the Capulets, the Hatfields and the Coys. But this one was responsible for the biggest listening audience any radio show ever had.
Yeah.
Whenever Charlie and W.C. Fields met, sparks flew.
Ah, hello, Edgar.
If it isn't W.C., the original half-man, half-nose, well.
Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
Ah, you know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I toddled from room to room.
When was that, last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a gate-legged table?
If it is, your father was under it, Laura.
Why, you stunted spruce, I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you butterfly, you. I'll stick a wick in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp without you. Oh, I tell you, we were good friends, weren't we?
There was another great pal of yours in those days, John Barrymore.
Oh, yes, he was not only a friend, he was a neighbor. John owned quite a place. There was an aviary, a theater, a swimming pool, gun collection room, even a totem pole. In fact, if I remember rightly, we made a totem pole the subject of a radio show once.
You remember rightly, Edgar.
Yeah.
Mr. Barrymore, might I ask, why have you that ugly totem pole staring at us from your front lawn? Aren't you frightened when you get up in the morning and see those ugly faces staring at you?
Some morning he stares out and frightens the totem pole.
So help me speak the truth. Many a morning I feel like the third man from the top.
See, the great profile. And there he stands. Oh, yes. What features? Why, they look like you've been chiseled.
I have, laddie, fucked many times.
Look at that nose, how it points. Mom, he looks like he's scented a covey of quail.
You know, John, your name is synonymous with profile.
Yes, yes. And I might add, you know, it's getting a little tiresome riding through life side saddle. Yes.
Oh, gee, Nelson, this is getting interesting. Who's next?
A chap called Gazzola.
Oh, yeah, Don Amici.
He was a very important part of our shows for many years.
Yeah. Do you remember that time he worked on your teeth, Charlie?
Oh, do I? I can hear his voice now.
Hello, 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 and how do you do? I'm Amici Gazzola, first the class of dentists, DDS, RFD, and SOS. Pull of the teeth while you wait. All right, come on, kid. Jump in the side of the chair. Climb up one of my chairs, sonny boy.
Oh, no, no. You're not going to sing me into that.
What are your rates?
Oh, rates?
Yes.
Rates, you say? Well, yes. I got to cut the rates, V8s, open plates, and a blue plate. Yeah. Two kinds of fungi pie.
So what is this?
All right, come on, kid. Open in the chair, bambino.
Okay, babuno.
All right, open it wide at the mouth now. Holy mackerel.
Quite a wind tunnel, ain't it?
Okay, let's not pull them. Let's fill them up, huh?
Yeah,
what's the kind of filling you like?
It doesn't matter. Lemon or coconut custard.
Kid, how about some nice pongy pie, huh?
Now, don't start that again.
No, all right, let's start.
Now, for the last time, Doctor, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, look, let's make a figure out here.
All right.
We got to use a little multiplication here.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Got a little subtraction, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's the x-ray. Fill of the tooth. That's a 2 for $5 and a 3 for $10.
Yeah, 1 for all and all for one, yeah.
That's all right. This is a smart kid, ain't it? Let's see. We'll punch into the tent, pull out the tooth. Yeah. One, the chingulus, and bring over this side of here. Pull this one over here and bring it down. Yeah.
You carry one and I'll carry one.
Okay.
How does it come out, Doctor?
What do you know? Is it come out 2 kinds of
fungi
pie?
That's all.
Oh, that Amici is wonderful. And there were many more.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Eddie.
Yeah, Bill?
Well, I hope you'll forgive me, but I've got some memories, too.
You have?
Oh, yes. I just remembered we better get the commercial in here.
Stand back, Nelson. This means money. Today is the day before summer, my friends. Get set for the season. Get set for the sun. Get set to be lovely with Lanolin Plus. Get set for romance and have fun.
Charlie, you amaze me. Sometimes you can be so smart about things. But you know it's true that the girls with Lanolin Plus complexions do seem to have an extra special touch of attractiveness. And I believe it must be the wonderful feeling of self-confidence that comes with knowing they look their loveliest. The very first time you smooth in Lanolin Plus Liquid, you will know by the soft, wonderful way your skin feels that you never look lovelier. The secret is the gentle way that this golden liquid penetrates and softens, shares with your skin its abundance of lanolin, with its precious esters and cholesterols that are so similar to your own skin oils. Yes, when you use lanolin plus liquid, you'll see, too, how much more radiant and youthful looking your complexion can be. And best of all, lanolin plus costs only a dollar and tax. Try it tomorrow.